We're up to Siman Vav, and we're up to Siv Beis. And we shall be learning, Siv Beis and Gimel, Dalet, as well as maybe even starting Siman Zayin. Let's see if we get there. Okay. Yesh, Siv Beis is very much of a recap of points we have covered in the past, just rephrased in Shulchan Aruch, as well as in the Mishneh Berurah. The Siv Beis says the following. Yesh Noyagin, the bottom of page 22. Yesh Noyagin, some have the minig. Lehamtin, to wait. Levoich al Netilas Yodoyim. Some people have the minig of when it comes to the brach of Netilas Yodoyim, they will only do it ad boyom leveis haKnesses. They will not make the brach of Netilas Yodoyim straight away. They will wait until they reach shul and they'll make the umesadrim oisoy and they will say the bracha of anetilas yadayim. They will say together with the remaining, with the rest of the bracha, the umesadrim oisoy mshar brachos. They will put them together. They'll say it together with all the other brachas that you say the birkas hashacha in the morning. Ubnei sfard lo inoagu kein, but the bnei sfard, that's not the meaning of the bnei sfard. Sfardishin don't do that. They will do it straight away in the morning. The Ramah says, either way, whatever you do, there is reason to do it straight upon waking up with Negel Vasa, and there is room to say it, as we just mentioned now, today too, with all the other brachas. But either way, whatever you do, Al Kol Pon Ilo Yevorich Shtei Pon, either way, make the bracha of Anotilas Yodayim. You can only do it once. You certainly can't do it twice in the morning. You certainly can't. Umishem Mevorcham Beveisoy, whoever made the bracha in his house, upon waking up, lo yevorich beveis haKnesses, don't say Anotilas Yodayim later on when you go to shul. V'chein sin l'mishim v'och beveis haKnesses, if you do decide to say it in shul, lo yevorich beveis, so don't say it initial instance at home. So you can only say it once. So that's very much in line with what we discussed in the past, and the Mishneh Berurah's was the Mishneh Berurah's ideal way of doing it. Do you remember the Chai Odom quote in Mishneh Berurah earlier? We said the best way is taka to wash negel vasa, and then to be excused, and then you're going to wash your hands later on again before shul, and you're going to make the bracha at that point. And he said he was not concerned both at Rosh and Rashba. Either way, Ruachoy, you've also covered because you've washed your hands straight away when you woke up, and Rosh and Rashba. Either way, it's fine to do it later on. That's the ideal way according to the Mishneh Berurah. What happens though? If you're waking up, but before you go to shul, you're learning. Before you go to shul, you say some tehillim. What should you do then? Everyone discussing until now was actually that you're waking up and you're rushing off to shul. What happens if you spend a bit of time at home first, such as you're learning? You should say the brachas. Yes. You should say also until last time. You should say that. Says the Ramah and Rabbi Kagan. Says the Ramah, if you learn before you go to shul, or you daven a bit at home, say you want to say kabbonis at home, say you want to say something at home, then you should say the brachah until a sedaim. You should say it at home. Don't wait until you reach shul. But even then, there are people who delay it, to push it off until they reach shul. There are people who do that, but that's not the ideal way, says the Mishneh. But the Ramah says that if you are going to stay some time at home, then you should, such as you daven at home a little bit, or you learn at home, you should say the brachas at home. The Mishneh Berurah says in Seif Kotten, and in Sifkotten test is very much of a recap that we discussed in previous shiurim. Sifkotten Yud, he says the following, that Aloch Lemaise paskens as follows. If you wake up a bit early, it's on Shabbos morning, you don't just go to shul, you first learn a little bit. Then he says, the Mishneh Berurah says as follows, Sifkotten Yud, Shemavachim beveisoy, I'm b'morgen Avram, see what the Morgen Avram writes, uprim agodim, v'shar achoinim, the consensus of the poiskim is as follows. Sheiskimu, they agreed. Da'afilu shliach tzibu, even the shliach tzibu, even the one who davens for the omot, shebech beveisoy, who made the bracha home, shuv lo yevorich beveis haKnesses. You, whatever happens, whatever happens, you cannot say the brachas twice. You can't say brachas v'antidas yadayim twice. So even the shliach tzibim, the one who's going to daven for the omud, he's not going to be able to tell antidas yadayim a second time round. The biyomein akol bekiim. Nowadays, everybody makes his own brachas. We call echad mevarech la'atzmoi. Ve'ein roitz elotzis bevirka shliach tzibim. No, but you can't be moitzi. Lemaise, when the chazan davens for the omud, the brachas is not moitzi anyone nowadays. We're all able, we're quite capable to make the brachas ourselves. So we're not really moitz. The chazan is never moitz anyone else. We're just saying it. It's his own brachas that he's saying loud. So therefore, there is no heter to say the second time round. So if the minig is that the shliach tzibur goes to all the brachas, like in our place, the minig is that the chazan goes to the brachas, and the brachas earlier before that as well. Shemuch betzibul gamal antidas yudaim v'ashayotze birkas atoyre. If the chazan goes to all the brachas, including ashayotze antidas yudaim birkas atoyre, she'll make sure not to have said him earlier. Yizor metchila shalei voich oisam beveis. So you cannot say those brachas twice. You can't. You can only say it once. Even the chazan can only say it once because you're not moitzi anyone else. And if kot yud aleph says b'chai gavna, so we said that there are people who said the brachas later. You certainly can't say it twice. Now he says, "Haynu ma shenoyagin b'roi v'hamoin ha'om." That many people have the minik to do leispalat slichas, to say slichas koydim oira boika, early in the morning b'me aslichas, in the days of slichas v'shom askirim kama psukim. We say within the in the slichas we say psukim v'achkech mevochin al tilas yudaim u'v'yekas ha'toyre, and afterwards we say al tilas yudaim u'v'yekas ha'toyre. So the Mishnah Berurah over here addresses the point of slichas, of when we say slichas. It just reminds me as I'm saying slichas. My Magichia in Yerushalayim used to be very makbet that one shouldn't say saying slichas. We don't say slichas. We ask for slichas. That's what he used to say. We don't say slichas. We ask for slichas. So so what happens when we say to what's the way to go about it? Does one what's the way to go about it? Can you delay the brachas to say? Did you say the brachas before that? Do you say the brachas after that with the shah brachas? How do you do it? Yes. Right.
That's what I learned.
Right. No, no, that's actually very much what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. He addresses this very point. What about Al Netilas Yadayim and Ashayotza? Do you need to say it beforehand? Do you need to say it beforehand? Based on what we learned now, what do you think?
There's a hefsek.
It makes sense to say it beforehand. Does everybody agree to that? So that's poshut. We can only say it once. Well, can you say it's that late? We learn now that if you say something, if you daven or you do something before, and you should say this brachas before.
We saw earlier, I don't know which halacha, but if you're waking him when it's still dark, you should finish this line and then wash and wash. Before you wash when you wake up and then wash again without a brachah.
Wash, and so you should, when should you actually say the brachah until that's the dime?
When you wake up.
When you wake up, it makes sense. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says the following. He says, let's go through the Sifkot Yudalef again, slowly, B'chai Gavna, Hainu, Ma Shenoeg in Roivam, and he's going on the words of the Ramah, V'afilu B'chai Gavna, Yishnoeg in Esadrim Shah Bochis, Beveis HaKnes, V'Vochim Beveisom. So the Ramah says, the way the Ramah worked, he said initially that, let's go through that line of Ramah again, U'mishaloi mit koidim sheikones leveis HaKnes, U'mispal koidim, Yevochim Beveis, V'loi Vevoch Beveis HaKnes. If you learn, or you say something beforehand, you should rather say the Bochis, when you wake up, but even in that instance that you will be learning or saying something first, there are people who have the minik, there are still people who say the brachas later in shul, and they don't say the brach later. So the way the Ramah says it is that you should really, it would make sense to say it in shul, excuse me, it would make sense to say it at home, because you're delaying it, but there are still people who say it later in shul. On that, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph says, "Hainu mashenoegin roi va'amoinam leispal etzliches kodem arabayk me'asliches v'shom askirin kam apsukim v'achkech mevochin atilas yudayim u'biyakas ha'toyre." The Mishnah Berurah is very much going on those words, and that seems to be the minhag. That seems to be the minhag that you will still be mesadrit b'shar brachas later. So the way the halach lemaisa comes out from these few lines in the Mishnah Berurah is, assuming there is no problem of before Alois, etc. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that, yes, ideally, you should be saying the brachas when you wake up, But the custom, the prevalent custom seems to be that many people still say the Brachos of Asher Yotzah and Al Netilas Yadayim later on. And it seems to be all right. The Mishnah Berurah is not Moicha, nor is the Ramah. And I think, what do you think is the minhag nowadays, Rabbi Yisai? Slichas, when it comes to Slichas. Say it before. Does everybody say it before? Everybody says it before? People say Brachos Al Netilas Yadayim Asher Yotzah before? No, not necessarily. I don't think everybody does. It's acceptable according to the Ramah and according to Mishnah Berurah. It's acceptable. Yeah. Continues the Ramah. Excuse me, the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel. Birkas, we're moving on now to Birkas Aleikai Neshama. Birkas Aleikai Neshama. The Baruch of Aleikai Neshama. Eino Paisachas Bevoruch. Does not start with a Baruch. How does it start? It starts with the word Aleikai Neshama. It's unlike all the Baruchas that we know that start with a Baruch. So it starts with Aleikai Neshama. So the Birkas Aleikai Neshama doesn't start off with the words of Baruch. Mipneishu Birkas Ha'ido. It's a Baruch which is purely thanking Hashem. And there's a rule that Baruchas which are purely thanking Hashem don't start with a Baruch, such as Moedim. You know, Moedim is also Birkas in Shemoneh Esrei, we thank, doesn't start with Baruch, it's just Moedim. So the Birkas Ha'ido do not start with Baruch. Or Birkas Ha'idos en Poisachos Bevoruch. And Birkas Ha'ido, Baruchas are purely thanking, don't start with the word Baruch, they don't. Therefore, Aleikai Neshama also just starts with Aleikai Neshama. Kmo Yishem Atzinu B'Birkas Akshom, like we find Birkas Akshomim as well. Continues, the Mishnah Berurah here says that this is not so poshut. The Mishnah Berurah does say that there is room to argue, it should be joint, it should be connected to another bracha. And therefore, what is generally the minhag? What are some people makpid on? Oh, very good. That's why some people are makpid to connect it. And Emma says the Mishnah Berurah does say that. Said Mishnah Berurah, if cotton yud beit, which is the bottom of the page, it says, Birkas Ha'ido, ve'eina bracha hasmucha lechaverto. It's not a bracha which is connected to another bracha. V'lochein reshai loyma bavoyke. Therefore, it's permitted to say in the morning, bekumoy, in the morning, when you wake up, ad leikai neshama, ubeveis haknetzi haschil leikai neshama. But then he adds the following line, which I want to point out, which is what many people are makbid. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, yesh lasois, the ideal way of doing things, al atzada yoisa toiv. The best way of doing things is, lehasmich aloikai neshama lebirkas el asher yotza. The best way is that, yes, it's true, aloikai neshama is a bracha that doesn't have an opening. But why don't you just connect it to asher yotza? And if you connect it to asher yotza, you're going to have a connecting baruch. And therefore, that's the best way of doing things. It doesn't matter if you don't, but the ideal way is of artificially, if I may say, add a bracha to it, of Asher Yotzah, so ultimately, at the end of the day, you're connecting the Aleikai Neshama to a bracha, it's as if there is a bracha there. Yes?
Not really that connected.
Correct. It's very true. It's very true, you're saying. It's not intrinsically connected. You're not actually making it into a bracha which has an opening. It's true. But nevertheless, there is a concept of bracha smucha lechaverta, which does aid and does make it into a more of a psicha. Yeah, but it's interesting, yeah. Pardon? No, it's not. It's not a Birkas. It's not purely a Birkas Ha'ido. No, it's not purely a Birkas Ha'ido. It's a Birkas Ha'shvach. Yeah, it's a Birkas Ha'shvach. Yeah. Yes.
Is this the same
sort of thing with Perasadera? It is. It's very, very similar. It's very similar. Very similar indeed. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Yesh Noy again, some people have the minhag, She'acha Shebech Echot Birkas Ha'shacha. We're moving on to Birkas Ha'shacha now. Birkas Ha'shacha, the Brachos, Birkas Ha'shacha. Some people have the minhag, She'acha Shebech Echot, that after a person making the Brachos, Birkas Ha'shacha, Onu Achav Omein, there's one person who says Birkas Ha'shacha, he goes to all the Brachos Ha'shacha. And everybody else replies, and they say Omein. Choyza Echot, one after that, another one repeats, goes over it. Echot Me'oinim, one of the people who said Omein, Choyza Echot Me'oinim Omein, one of the people that responded Omein, he himself, Mevorech, Ve'oinim Achav Omein, he goes through all the Birkas Ha'shacha and I himself. V'keseder hazeh, in this manner, oisim kol oisim sha'onu Omein t'chila. All the people that said Omein, they will now have their own turn to go through all the brachas. So he said, that's a minhag that, yesh ne'agin, some people have the minhag. That's okay if you've got many enough 10, 15 people. Imagine you do it in Bell's Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos morning. What is it going to look like? He's going to take how many? Yeah, but that's some people are that minic. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eile Ariachem, you mustn't protest against them. V'loimar and say, Shekva Yotzu, they've been Yotz already, be'omein she'onu t'chilo. Don't tell me they've been Yotz already by saying Omein. They've been Yotz the Bracha already, and they can't now say the Brachas themselves. Don't say that. Mipnei, because Shamevorech, the person who made the Bracha, Eino Mechavin, he doesn't have the intention of Yotzi Acherim. He doesn't have the intention of being Yotzi others. Vafilu im hoyo Amevorech Mechavin Yotzi Acherim. Even if the person intended to be Yotzi others whilst he was making the Brachas, the people who are listening, they don't have the intention to be Yotze. So in other words, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem to say Omein, and afterwards going through the Brachas yourself, because when you heard the Brachas, you didn't have intention to be Yotze at all. Therefore, you can say Omein afterwards going through the Brachas. Why did those people do that? Where does that come from? Why did everybody go through the Omen Brochas themselves and have to say Omen? Why did they do all this loud and go through it loud and everybody says Omen? Yeah. Very, very similar. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nyud Gimel, he says an important rule. And he says in Sefkot Nyud Gimel, says, Yesh Negem, the Kavanosam. The idea behind those people who are saying those Brochas in the following manner, the Kavanosam Kadesh Yashlim Kol Echot, that everybody should complete, every one of them should complete Atzeis. At tzaddik omeinim liyoyim. There's a concept, there's an idea, gewaltig eschus, of listening and saying 90 omeins per day. 90. So if you make a calculation, you're going to be running a little bit low in a regular day. Without this eitzah, you're going to be a little, you may be running a little bit low. You may not get to 90. So this helps. So those people who want to get to 90 brachas a day, this way they're going to very quickly get to the 90. So that's what the intention is. Some don't like this eitzah so much, but the Mishnah Berurah Ma'aseh Paskin said it's okay. Yes, right. Pardon?
Another eitzah just to
eat a lot. Eat a lot. Yes, that's definitely yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let us start a little bit with Birkas Hashiyotza Kol Hayoyim Achar Tolas Maim Simen Zayin. I must say I had an interesting incident. That there was a person who approached the Dayan. I didn't hear this from the Dayan himself. I wanted to check it. I didn't have time. Somebody told me that he approached the Dayan. He said that he finds it very difficult. Sleeps in the night. And he wakes up. Quite an elderly gentleman. Wakes up quite a lot of times during the night. And when it's a little bit light outside, then that's it. He can't fall asleep. Can't fall asleep anymore. He wakes up. He doesn't sleep well. Wakes up numerous times during the night. And once it's a little bit light outside, that's it. He can't fall asleep anymore. And he was worried. He didn't know what to do. He said it ruins his day. And he can't. I understand he was retired already. But nevertheless, he's tired during the day. And he's schlepping along. We all know what it's like when you're we all know what it's like. And we can feel for that individual. And he asked this Dayan, what should he do about it? Is there any aids what he can do? So very interesting. The Dayan told him something, a very interesting point. He said, you know, aids would be, what do you do when you wake up? He said, when I wake up, I quickly go to get excused, and I come back, and he says, what does your ashayotza look like? And you wash until do you wash nigelwasser? He says, well, no, I'm just tired, and I can't do things properly in the mashiach, so not really. Then his dayan told him, you know what, I suspect that if you're mechazek in washing nigelwasser, and you say mashiach properly like a mensch, I suspect that things will look a little bit different. He said, no, listen, I'm so and so many years old, and it's probably more, you know, it might be a medical issue or something. I don't know, it's past, I don't think it will help. He said, try it out for a week and see what happens. Try what happens. I said, fine, I don't mind, it doesn't cost. So he did it. He was mechazik himself in Negelwasser and in Ashayotza. And you can guess what the rest of the story is. He said he never had such calm nights since then, and he never had any problems since then. This story goes back a few years ago, and I heard from the person who told me the story, heard from that particular dying, that he's gone back a few years later, and he told me, no, it's much, my life has changed. And there's definitely a skula in Ashayotza about the health of a person. There's definitely a gewaltige skula in the Bruch of Ashayotza about the health of a person. So Maybe just let's start just with the beginning of the of the siman. Din levoich birkas ashiyotza kol hayom. So ashiyotza is a bracha that has been takonas has been to say it throughout the entire day. Whenever a person goes out, the entire day. So kol hayom says the shulchan aruch. Kol hayom she'oseh tzracha. Whenever a person is going to be excused, ben ktanim megdolim, for whatever reason why he was excused, either way, mevach ashayotza, he makes after the bracha of ashayotza, v'loy al netilas yodaim, and he does not make the bracha of al netilas yodaim after washing his hands, af even im roitza lilmoid, if he wants to learn oileis palmiyat, even if he's excused straight away and he washes his hands afterwards, he's just about to daven, just about to learn, he's not going to make the bracha of al netilas yodaim, he will only say the bracha of ashayotza. What happens if a person didn't say ashayotza? How long can he still say ashayotza? How long?
20 minutes.
After 20 minutes he can't anymore. Until he needs to, it feels again the urge again. Well, Rabbi, so what do you think? He needs to go. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Mevorech, Afilim Nimshach Zman Godoil, even if it was an extended amount of time, Achas Yatzochim, he was excused, Afil Hochi, nevertheless, Chayav Levorech, he's still obligated to make the bracha. So it could be that, you're quite right, once the urges rise again, then he won't be able to make the bracha. We'll speak about that in a later Mishnah Berurah, which we'll touch on tomorrow, Mitzah Hashem. But as long as he doesn't feel the urge of going again, he can make the bracha of Asher Yotza. He can make the bracha shelter, even if it's a long time after that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Over here. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question, and we'll finish off with the question: What happens if a person went out, and now he wants to say, he needs to say the bracha shelter? But simultaneously, he sees next to it, he sees that good piece of cake. Nice cake. What's a good cake? And he really wants to have the cake. What bracha comes first?
Asher Yotza
comes
with spaghetti. Be so involved in the delicious cake.
That is it. You're more likely to forget Asher Yotza than the bracha. Yeah, is that what comes first? Or maybe should he eat first and then say Asher Yotza? And Ma'avin ala mitzvah, so therefore you should just go for the cake. Asher Yotza. Okay. Alright. And similar, maybe, if he's just about to bench, what should he do then? If he just went to be excused, and now it's time, he wants to bench. What? Bracha should he bench first, and then I say Asher Yotza, and then bench. And this will be covered to Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.